Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of the 3-Peat Podcast. It's been a minute. I think Chris was saying about 2 months.
Yeah, man.
But, I mean, in our defense, there's really not much going on anyway to talk about. So
that's part of the reason why. You know, the world's been kind of flipped on its axis. You know, not like...
Yeah, that's one way of putting it.
So things have definitely not been normal even for your favorite podcasters. I mean, that's for sure.
Right, so obviously Chris is here. CD is here as well. CD, how's it going, man?
It's going, man, you know?
March 11th, almost 2 months, yeah.
That's when we March uploaded 11th, that was right before spring break.
Yep.
Literally, the world, like, just, like,
I don't
collapsed.
Even remember. I cannot remember the last, like, what our last podcast was about. Like, any, like, that's how much life has changed in 2 months.
Oh, I know. I remember. It was a really good pod.
Yeah, because you brought your notes. That's what the title of the pod was.
I was CD in my bag.
Notes, right? Yeah, CD brought notes.
I was in my bag.
So, yeah.
Wow. It's crazy. The world's literally different right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no sports going on, really, for the most part.
ESPN about to have a three-hour schedule. Back.
That's kind of cool, I guess.
Talk.
They're trying to make plans in place. I'm hearing things as early as mid-June. Late July was something that was...
I don't think they're going to be... I don't think any sport should play in front of, like an actual stadium audience.
I don't think they are.
I don't think they will either.
The plan is for them to play
with...
You think
the NFL won't?
The NFL? That I don't know.
Bro, they're talking about... how they won't be able... So, like, yeah, people are trying to reopen. But they're talking... Like, CDC is saying that as far as large gatherings, like, it won't happen for another year. Like, because preparing for it is going to be such a process. You know? So, I think they're going to do the... We're going to see that. Like, this kind of gets off track a little bit, but I read an article about... So, the Warriors were going to play the Nets... prior to them shutting down midweek after that game, Draymond was sending a playlist to get approved because they're going to play music while they played.
I've heard that.
Uh-huh.
I've heard baseball kind of doing the same thing. I think that's what they're doing in Korea right now.
Yeah.
They're playing music, which is so... I mean, basketball, it's one thing because it's kind of a normal thing. You kind of hear it in the background, but the fans almost kind of drone it out.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball, like, no, it's silence. Until you're in between innings or in between at-bats or something like that. But, I mean, could you imagine watching a baseball game and, like, Meek Mill or, like, Slide comes on?
I want to hear – I think part of it, though, is, like, you don't want to hear the players. I want to hear the players.
Have them all mic'd up.
I want to have them all mic'd up.
I think that's a great
Leagues
idea.
Leagues won't do that. Leagues won't
hear,
do that.
NBA is that's, definitely
that's
not doing
asking
that.
For, Meech, that's asking for a problem.
But you
bro.
Say that now, but, like, nothing is normal anymore. I don't think we can, like – how it used to be, you're right. Like, that would have not have been a thing. Like, they kind of introduced it with, like, the All-Star game and stuff, and, like, fans really kind of liked that. But, like, if baseball wants to not only come back but, like, up the viewership, mic them all up. Mic them all up. Have them talking. Like, there's – you almost kind of forget about the crowd.
Yeah, but my thing is they've only ever mic'd players up in, like, low pressure situations where it's like even if they mess up, like it's something fun that can be like laughed at. If you have like a center fielder mic'd up and he like botches a fly ball, like there's no way the players union would agree to like letting their players get exposed like that, dude. There's no way.
I mean, okay, so maybe you have it on like a 5-second delay, you know, so that there's someone censoring or whatever the case is. Like, hey, you guys go out and play the way you normally do. Like, if we deem like, hey, you're mic'd up. Like, your reputation is on the line now. Like, whatever you say goes. You want to go out there and, like, cuss like
yeah, but why would the Players Association agree to that? Like, that just puts them in such a compromising situation.
Because the ultimate goal is to bring, you know, baseball to the fore. Like, and we're just using baseball as an example here. But, like, to get more people involved in baseball. And what do people love more than anything? Like, realism. Like normalcy. Like... hey, we want these baseball players that we like know and love. Like they kind of, they're like us. Like they cuss too. Like they make mistakes too. Like they have friends on other teams too. Like we kind of want to hear that.
I do agree with Chris, and this is my point.
I mean, I'm not disagreeing that it's a good idea. I just want that to be.
But
I think it's interesting when they do that. I just don't think there's any chance of it ever happening.
The only reason I think that there's a large chance is actually. In large part due to The Last Dance. So when The Last Dance came out, the doc, obviously there's a lot of profanity in The Last Dance. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Last Dance is a Disney, you know, corporate, you know.
And it's prefaced with, hey, this is mature mm-hmm. content. There is
and
graphic language.
People,
yeah, but that's what I'm like. Keep going, CD. I'm sorry.
But people are loving the rawness of
the
what
side
they're
of
watching.
Michael and the side of those players that you've never
right
seen.
That you never see. It's gripped them in a way like it's crazy. Like, and this is different. Obviously, this is live. It's going to be like live sports and everything. But people are loving the insight, the insightful moments, like beyond the profanity, but like the insightful moments that they have. Like you see like Jordan on the sideline talking to Rodman about, you know, a sequence that's about to happen. And he's just like breaking down like, yo, you know, you need to do this, da 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 da. And it's just like, holy crap, this is so freaking sweet. Like
the locker room.
The locker Kobe, room. The Kobe. Game, I mean, yeah, was... like just like different snippet moments. Has made it like, oh my gosh, this is rich. I almost went, and a few NBA players have talked about it, like, you know, if they had like a after dark for the NBA, like they've had after darks, but not like in sports. But like, you know, I know they've done it in entertainment. Like BET used to do like an after dark, and it was uncensored, like, you know, things we normally see, but the uncensored versions of it. I think uncensored has a place. I just think they just figure out how it could work, because it would be something that, like, even if they, let's say they pre-recorded, right? So like what we see live is the version with the music or whatever, da da da, but they somehow don't produce the one where you can hear them talking, and then you save the other one for like ESPN Plus or mm-hmm. something, you know, like that, where we could access like this behind the scenes type element of these players being mic'd up, like the mic'd up uncensored series.
So Meech, you don't necessarily see the mic'ing up thing being a possibility. What about stadiums like broadcasting fan noise? I mean, we made fun of like the Falcons for like inputting like crowd noise and like pumping that up. Do you see that as a possibility, maybe, of like maybe artificially making crowd?
I think it would just be like the announcers, like the color guys, obviously the sounds on the, I think they would try to incorporate more like how the XFL was doing, where like you could hear more of the field stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe they'll start doing more mics on like you can hear the audibles being called and shit like that. But I don't know, like, I don't think they're going to do the coaches mic'd up necessarily. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, for background noise, like, how much background noise do you really hear on an NFL game unless it's, like, a big third down, like, on television?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like it's, as long as there's something playing in the background, like, it could just be, like, a buzzing noise even. But, like, as long as there's some kind of, like, constant noise in the background, I don't feel like people watching TV would notice it, like notice the difference that much.
I think this is definitely something they've been.
The weirdest thing is the optics of seeing a football field with no fans anywhere else, like just guys playing on an empty, like in an empty state. That would be weird. The weirder part, I think that the imagery of it is weirder to me than the.
I think the
college football,
than
especially
even the sound,
the adjustment.
Like, what do you guys think would be weirder, the absence of crowd noise or the absence of fans in the stands? Period.
I think fans in the stands, because the depth of field is different without them. Like basketball
right.
players talked about, like how, you know, playing without a crowd. You know, when you're looking at the basket, it's different.
It makes it look different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's different. So adjusting to that is an adjustment in itself. So imagine like football fields when you're looking at, you know, the trajectory of the field and like
which,
the sideline.
Which of the main sports, which of the main sports do you guys feel like would be the weirdest watching with no fans and no crowd?
It's
got to
be the NFL. I mean, or football in general. College
I think
football
NFL,
because
it's literally out. It's more of a fan. It's a
college football for sure. I think.
Yeah,
it's
more of an extreme fan interactive thing.
I think the bands and stuff.
Second most would be NBA.
Yeah,
I think for sure, definitely. I think the one that's going to,
especially if it's an NBA, a close NBA playoff.
Yeah,
game, I feel
playoffs
like
is. I think that's going to be number
same
one.
Same with the NHL, honestly.
Yeah, I think
the crowd is huge in NHL games.
MLB is not too bad.
Although the
I
camera
mean,
doesn't show it as much.
The Rays basically play with no fans in the stands, anyways. So I mean, that's not really going to make that much of a difference for them. But I mean, kind of like what you pointed out, like the optic, like the reverberation of like the sound, like there's nothing. Like,
well,
everything's echoing. Like the screeching of sneakers, like. You hear that anyways because the mic picks that up, but it's just going to echo. Have you seen what Korea has done? Like, they're putting, like, posters of, like, people, like, in
cardboard
seats.
People, yeah.
Or
like
they've
stick-ups.
Had, like, on the big screen, they've had Zoom calls with, like, fans. And they're just, like, sit, like they're able to kind of, like, see that on the, like, crowd.
Well, Zoom would blow, like, I know Zoom's, like, gotten big now, but, like, imagine if, like, the NFL licensed,
someone
like,
would be
Zoom.
Showing their ass or Lil Boosie, like,
put
your lips on Instagram Live. I'll give you $1,000. Like, that's what we'd be seeing. Like, if somebody's going to do that, it's going to be problematic. You're not going to be the draft, the NFL draft, and we'll get to that in a little bit. But like that, the way they did that, I think was cool. But you'd limited that to like, you know, 15 people. Like, if you're trying to put 200 people on at a time, like that, that's one thing. I hope. They're discussing this thing. Obviously, they're trying to figure out how we're going to get the players working, yada, yada, yada. Like, also, you know, I know we're all desperate for sports, but how do we get this as close to normal as possible?
So, gut feeling off of everything that you've heard leading up to this moment right now, do you think the NBA season gets canceled the rest of the season?
No,
I do.
Like, what was left of
no.
it?
They're fighting.
For CD, Chris, what do you think?
I do. I think it gets
canceled. I think it does as well. CD, explain why you don't think so.
They're though. Fighting. So, well, one... The money that's on the line.
And then also, CD, if you could also explain how you think they'll bring it back. Like, do you think they'll bring it back just from where they left off and shorten the end of the season? Or do you think they'll go straight into the playoffs? I want to hear, like, how you think it'll happen.
So, this is actually something that, you know, with me writing and stuff like that again.
Plug that article.
Yeah, littlelakerboy.com. Sure. Slide to it. But a lot of people, like, have been asking about this particular issue. The thing is this, and something I'm going to dive into and really research. There's so much money intertwined into the NBA season. You talk about TV contract deals that are set in stone that they have. And, you know, they have the rest of the season, which I think I have to look again. It's like 15, 20 games left. Yeah. And then you have the playoffs. And the playoffs are such a cash cow. And you look at the narratives of what was going on at the time. To just shut that down and just cancel it is, like, enormous. The part of me that's believing that they will continue this is that, one, they've already been in discussions and they're trying to get to a point of where that location would be, whether it's in Orlando or Vegas, and they're trying to see what would work best. Two, the fact that, you know, it's kind of like they're playing off of what's happening in the country and what is the country doing right now. They're reopening. You know, they're going through phases of reopening. So the date that the NBA is trying to set is the June-July time. They've already started allowing NBA teams to start working out again. And
yeah,
start
but
training.
You have owners like Mark Cuban who completely disagrees with that, and he's not letting the guys work out.
But they're already – but again, it's one of those things where as it begins to – the dominoes begin to fall, it'll start to follow suit. And so part of me is saying, well, we're in May. We're at the beginning of May. If we get to June and, you know, you're looking at America and it's basically all reopened, then sports is just going to start following because you're looking at the major sports and everybody is a copycat, you know, situation. So everybody's going to look at everybody. They're looking at the MLB and they're saying, oh, y'all are starting to train now. We're in May. So if we get to July, you know, I think by the time we get to July, you're going to see them continue sports. And they're going to continue finish the regular season out. I think they're going to do it in one location. It's going to be like Summer League. If you look at Summer League and how Summer League is done, they pick a location. They have them come through one location. It's going to be very kind of college, kind of, you know, oriented where you see in the Lakers waiting in the tunnel. It's going to be different.
Yeah.
It's going to be a different look. But I think they're going to do it a lot like Summer League. That's why they already have the blueprint in place with Summer League because they've done it over and over again. They just have to agree on a venue and how they're going to go about that process.
Well, they have to agree on that, but also – like, this has to be best case scenario. I mean, like you said, the country's starting to reopen and the phases are starting to be. If we take four steps back, I mean, I know the numbers are starting to dwindle
in
some states.
This is just in the event that everything goes as planned because we're in phase one. So if we get through phase one, phase two, you know, we're entering a situation where towards the end of the month, this thing is really, really reopening. I think it's just going to be a matter of time before they do it because they're looking at it and they're saying, okay, I think no fans – it's not hard for them to be like, okay, we'll do it without fans. Because the product, the billions of dollars, is the product is on the court. So as long as we can get them on the court with the other people, we could still make our
the TV revenue comes in.
Exactly, because everybody's going to be tuned in.
The stadiums are losing
exactly
ticket sales
because whether you like it or not, the fact that there's been no fans, it's almost not a blessing in disguise. But like when it comes back, people are going to flock to it. Yeah. They are going to flock to it. So I think the TV rating numbers are going to be crazy. Like, look at the MJ doc. The ratings for it are crazy.
Well, I mean, what? Tiger King came out at the beginning of all of this, and this has already surpassed it.
It's already surprised. Like, they're freaking yearning for it. I hate to keep getting on the doc, but the doc is just, like, crazy because it's a documentary.
Yeah.
They finished the documentary, and you go on Instagram, you go on Twitter, they're doing live specials on the documentary. If you go to ESPN, they're doing an hour-long thing, bringing in more interviews to break down a documentary.
It's like after the – or what's The Walking Dead, like when they have shows like that where
– Yeah, it's basically – it's like Game of Thrones level. Like that's what it is. So imagine you watching, just a regular season game. Like I think that if barring – my asterisk is – barring us not taking steps back, I think it's inevitable for them to reopen the NBA. And when they reopen the NBA, it's going to be just a big domino effect of everything else.
From what point in the – so would you pick up the season from
where it left off? They're going to pick it up. I don't know if – I would have to see more, but I believe they're going to – right now my stance is they're going to pick it up where they were and go. Because I think their plan already in motion is – okay, we can cut summer league games.
Yeah.
We can cut those down. And we can abbreviate some of whether it's the free agency period or whatever and start the season in December.
Well, that's
so they've already kind of they're not dumb. They already have
to get schmoving then, bro. They gotta get moving soon.
But that's the thing. So they can say, okay, we can start in July, start our playoffs in August. And then have this thing done September, October, and then have an off season, an abbreviated off season. You know what I'm saying? And then start at the end of December. Because off season is basically 2-3 months. Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So they're gonna I think that's how they would, kind of market it and market out. I think that's why they're paying really close attention to the country, how the country is opening, because then they're gonna take those next steps. I think the hey, you guys can train is like a small leap towards all right, let's start kind of slowly circulating this thing out.
What if they do something where they finish this season and then next year is an abbreviated season? We give the players, let's say
they could.
Like, maybe they don't start until August, September, and they play the playoffs and get it through instead of rushing it to get it back. Okay, well, we're only going to play 40 games, 50 games or something like that next season.
They could, but that's what I'm saying, though. Like, they don't have to, though. I mean, I'm trying to think like them money-wise. They can cut summer league. So summer league goes on for a couple weeks. You have draft, you have training camp, you have preseason. You can cut preseason games.
Yep.
Like, there's ways to reroute that I think they would take before they had to cut season games. Because they want to say, hey, we want to squeeze out as much revenue from the 82 we have. Mm-hmm. And you think about it, like, you look at the MLB, too. Like, it's like, we have, double that.
Yeah.
Right. So, like, we want to squeeze out as much revenue as we can out of the core before we take it away from the core. So, we want to cut other things that may be preparatory or whatever to make more out of the core. Whether you like it or not, they're going to look to try to, make more off of that than they would.
Well, let's be real. I mean, they're not doing this for us. Like, they are doing this to make money.
Oh, of
for
course. The revenue, just like you said. Is.
What is going to give them as much money as
Yo,
possible?
Yo, so here's a fun question. If the NBA does come back, which, let's do, like, just regular player and then star player, are you confident will come back out of shape?
Out of shape?
Nikola Jokic. No, I'm just joking. No, Nikola Jokic actually looks really good.
To begin with.
Really?
Yeah, he looks really, really. He's really skinny right now.
Yeah, he lost a lot of weight. It looks like James Harden would definitely come back out of shape
for
right?
sure. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a pretty big dude anyway.
I don't know if too many. I feel like I most of them are.
You know what's weird? What's really weird about this quarantine?
It'd be funny as shit if it was just somebody random, like Thomas Satoransky came back for the Bulls and he's like 300 pounds.
Like, Joel Embiid definitely going to come back out of shape.
Oh, I mean, he was already out of shape, tremendously out of shape.
But the weird thing, though, like about regular people is that I think more people are working out.
Yeah.
Bro, it's so the weird. Dumbest shit ever. Did you guys see the there was a Facebook meme that I saw where it was like people before coronavirus, it's like a family sitting on a couch watching TV, and it says people during coronavirus, and it's like, why won't they open the gym? Like, I'm so ready to get in the gym. It's like, bro, this shit is like, that's so real.
They took our freedom.
It's weird. A lot more people are trying to be active.
I see so many people walking in my neighborhood.
Yeah, everybody's trying to stay active and not be like,
which is great. Which is fantastic. Let's keep it up.
I legit thought it was going to be like WALL-E. Like, you know, they're all like fat, wow. Just like eating and like just moving around. Like,
that's where we're headed with advancements in technology and everything. Like, they're making life easier for everybody.
Can we get really real?
Let's go.
If humanity existed in a WALL-E type universe where everybody was fat and like on a chair all the time, like, would y'all kind of vibe with that?
Would y'all fuck with that or nah?
We would all die really early, so I think we would just die.
Well, I mean,
would
medical advancements along and prolong that? I mean, like, I feel
they were living in space.
So if you have like a giant cyst, just like
CD, bro, building CD. Here's how I'll combat that argument though. Is they had survived multiple generations of people on a spacecraft in the middle of space with no access to any resources. The technology was insane, bro.
Yeah, I don't.
I'd feel so dirty.
I hate that so much. Like,
I think I'd feel good for the first like month.
You wouldn't know that you were dirty, bro. You wouldn't know that.
That's just what life is to you.
I'm just saying, bro. That's normalcy. You know, they might not have had it so bad. Maybe WALL-E was. Maybe it ended the wrong way. That's all I'm saying.
I think for as many negatives as this has brought with it, like there has been, I mean, amazing stories out of this, and changes in people's lives that I hope will follow them. Even after this, like you, you said, everybody's walking everywhere. That's fantastic. We got away from that. Like Uber Eats and everything. Like go
they
out.
They make him bank.
Oh, absolutely. And I feel like that's
something. Order Firehouse. If you're listening to this, stop what you're doing right now and order Firehouse. All right, keep
there
going.
You go. You hungry? Order some Firehouse. Firehouse subs.
Wait, is Firehouse still doing a twofer deal?
I could check and let you know. I'm not sure off the top of my head, though. They're doing download the app, bro. Download the app. Get your rewards.
Look at this guy is great at his job. I'll tell you what, guys. Go support your boy, Meech. Go to Firehouse. Get a what's the sub you like?
Oh, bro, they got the
brisket.
Club on the sub goes
no,
pretty
no, no,
hard.
No, the brisket. The Smokehouse brisket you love.
Oh, the Smokehouse brisket goes for sure. All the subs are pretty good, though.
I get the turkey bacon ranch, and I sub out the ranch for honey mustard.
Yo, the turkey bacon ranch is good.
Still have the little twofer deal, I think that's what I would get. I'd do it. I get it at night.
You double up.
Huh?
You double up on subs, or you getting one for the lady as well?
No, I'm just doubling up for...
just doubling up, yeah. I mean, it might be a long winter. You never know.
So yeah, that's basically, you know, kind of what we see coronavirus. How has it affected?
Just one more like major sports thing before we go, Chris. What are your most bullshit? Like, I'm back on my bullshit prediction, and then your more realistic predictions for the Bucks now after, because I'm gonna be honest. Can I be honest with you, Chris?
Of course.
Like getting the tackle, they got Wirfs, right?
Correct.
At 14?
Out of Iowa, yes, sir.
Yeah, that was literally the best case scenario for them.
Oh, absolutely.
In all honesty.
Absolutely.
Like, I don't know if they're a Super Bowl team in my mind yet, but like they're one of the three best teams in the NFC, right?
I do, and I will go as far as to say I do think they
Can
are
I
a
say
Super
something?
Bowl team.
Yeah. And I think this is going to be hot. I think they're better than the Saints already.
I think they're probably on par with the Saints, maybe in a few areas a little bit better. But I think with the additions, I just don't see how you exponentially improve the areas that you needed
yet?
To improve.
I think,
and not be – I mean, the team was capable of winning before.
I think year one
right.
is the only window. Here's what I say.
Yeah, they got super
Vikings,
tight window. I agree.
Vikings – remember, Brett Favre came around the Vikings. That was their one. There was their one year.
Immediately.
Got to the playoffs. Literally, like one play away.
They were Brett Favre, Brett Farving himself, like one Brett Favre away from
one,
making
one
the
minor
Super
Brett
Bowl.
Favre away from getting there. Broncos. right? First year. Got there, 55 touchdowns. Julius Thomas goes off. Demaryius Thomas.
Peyton Manning.
So much. Peyton Manning, yeah. My bad. Got there. Got whooped. Literally took a all-time like, you know, level
yeah.
defense to put them in position to actually win it. So I say this is it.
Yeah, I mean, so, yeah, let's talk about this. A little bit of NFL draft and a little bit of free agency, and we'll start with the Bucs as it is. You signed Tom Brady.
Hey, real quick, before you get in.
What's that?
Did they add a safety? Did I miss them adding a safety or in the draft or in free agency? I can't remember.
They had a good draft.
I don't think they – I think they got a safety later on in the fourth round or so. They didn't sign anybody in free agency, but I think the guy – I think he was out of Minnesota, I want to say. Because they got the wide receiver out of there too, or maybe he was from Wyoming.
Oh, that's right. They got Antoine Winfield Jr. Right?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah, bro. Literally, their first two picks were so good. God damn.
Yeah, they did absolutely amazing. I think you said it perfectly. The offensive tackle and offensive line is not a sexy pick, anyways. But when you're trying to protect a 43-year-old quarterback, you have an aging tackle as it is now already.
I feel it's super sexy when you have the infrastructure that they have.
I don't
because this is how I feel about it. I feel like. Wow, like, see, you can get excited when you have nice toys. Like, think about it. If I have a Ferrari, right? I have a nice Ferrari, and it's like, man, like, I really need this nice paint job though. Let me get a paint job. Let me get these rims. You know, like, you know, it's paint job versus rims. Like, rims is like getting something sweet, like a nice, like, you know, running back who's like Christian McCaffrey, right? But the paint job is like it's disrespected, but like you get a nice little coat on it, hit the light right, you get that matte, like a matte black. It's just like, yo, that matte is something else.
Sounds like CD. It sounds to me like you're saying that offensive linemen are like seatbelts, like every.
Well, and I get the reference you're trying to make there, but I think it's more along the lines of
seatbelts.
Buying a Ferrari as opposed to buying a like station wagon Volvo. The station wagon Volvo is not sexy.
But you have a Ferrari, Mike Evans.
Hold on, Chris Godwin. Hold on. Have you seen I don't think you've seen the Volvo in the correct light, bro.
But
no disrespect to Volvo.
The Bucks right now are a Ferrari due to their offensive talent on paper. You know what they have. They need the coat, the paint job. They need the body work. They need the seat belts. They need that stuff. So the line, getting the pass rushers, bringing the guy, certain people back who you need. You know, taking care of the maintenance is important. I think. That is something I would pay very close attention to. Is like, what are they doing with special teams? You know, who are they? Do they have?
And they sent Jameson to be the crash test dummy and nuke the Saints, bro. You're perfect. You're sitting pretty.
This man, I cannot get over the fact that he signed for $1 million.
How would it look though? Like if Breeze got hurt, y'all play the
Jameis
Saints
agent,
in the wild card,
Jameis
and Jameis beats y'all.
No.
Like, what kind of world? In what world would you be like? Like meme, like just like
I
mean, that would be classic Bucks, though.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, that's not absurd to me at all.
That's
I can
just the straw that would break Chris's back.
Crying,
would just finally,
I would
all
cry
and
laughing for like ever if that happened.
And not to be a homer, and whether you agree with it or not, I think the Bucks won the offseason. They signed everybody who they needed to. Ndamukong Suh, JPP, Shaq Barrett. You get Brady. You get Gronk. You get your offensive tackle. In the draft, you sign another offensive tackle for a little bit of depth from the Colts. You get a running back who you think can replace. Don't give up on Ronald Jones. I know
I really don't want them to give up on Ronald Jones.
I've been watching videos of him working out. He's got speed.
I like him.
He looks.
He just can't catch. He just cannot catch.
And y'all got from last year.
He's gone.
No. What's his name?
Peyton Barber?
No, not Peyton Barber. Abaglar, whatever.
Oh, Dario Agumbawala.
There we go.
What was that?
Yo, who did Peyton Barber sign with?
I don't know who Peyton Barber signed with.
I don't think he signed with anybody.
He's about to just average. He's bro, I'm telling you, he's the next Frank Gore, bro.
I was just about to say that.
He signed with
Hall
the
of
Washington
Famer.
Redskins. Two-year, $300 million contract.
Ew.
Bucks fans will remember.
They're going to need him if AP is going to be made of glass again this
Darius
year.
Darius Geis.
There you go.
Also, bro, Darius Geis' knee cartilage is made out of like.
I like Darius Geis so much.
Peyton Barber always reminded me of an Ernest Graham guy, and I don't know if you guys know who that was, but
Ernest Graham was
out of Florida.
Decent.
Just, I mean, just a solid back. Then that's who he was. He never got the recognition that he deserved. I think Ronald Jones can do it. This is his third year. The problem that Arians had was every time he made a mistake, like he sat his ass. He fumbled the ball, go sit down on the bench.
He needs to give him a little rope.
Got to give him a little bit of rope. I think this being his third year in the league, I think he's...
Thing is, he's with Brady now, so like that rope is kind of like...
But the guy they drafted, James White. I mean, you want to give somebody that Brady...
Yeah, you got to have a pass-catching running back for Brady, bro.
I'm sitting here... Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, O.J. Howard,
but look,
Rob Gronkowski.
But look at this.
The only thing,
I keep forgetting that they added Gronk, bro. Every time I only remember thing, Gronk's on the Bucks.
But
I'm
here's
like,
the thing,
the
though.
Happened?
Here's the thing, though. The only thing that you can even question, I think, on this offense is the offensive line. It's the only thing that you could like potentially.
But they weren't.
He has
that bad.
But no. That's what I'm saying. Like Brady has everything that he could want. Mike Evans on the outside. He has Godwin on the inside, the slot, literally arguably the best slot receiver in the NFL right now.
Yep.
You have Gronk, who is a safety valve. You have him. You just drafted your pass-catching guy. You have your Ronald Jones. Like, he has it in place. There isn't anything he doesn't have in place.
Kashawn Vaughn is the running back, by the way.
So, it's kind of like, what else can you really get him? You got him a pass rush. It was really good. Very good run defense.
Vanderbilt.
Like... There are some things in place here. That's why I'm just kind of like, barring injury.
Right, and that's the huge thing. Everybody's got to be healthy.
Roll it out.
Everybody's got to stay. I think the defense, I mean, you watched them. You saw them improve as the year went on. They were very weak. They were very young in the secondary. And towards the end of the year, they started to not give up 42 points a game, 35 points a game. They started to cut it back. I think they've improved. They've come back for a second year. You add help in the safety department. You got rid of fucking Vernon Hargreaves. I hated Vernon.
He's
Hart.
Better than Jalen Ramsey, though, for sure.
No, that's a throwback to the draft.
Throwback.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Vintage.
Bro, no, this is not to loop it into the Jags, but you know Florida is first round bus you, bro, and the Jags just took another Florida corner in the first.
Don't
round
do this,
in the top
Meech.
10.
Yeah,
I do want to say so because
I looked at a lot of his tape too. I was like, I like what I see.
He's trash, dude.
Nah,
he's
man, trash. I like what I see. And I've talked to a lot of people who are like hardcore, like people, and they say that he's very talented.
Outside of the first two,
I mean,
picks,
who was the last?
I liked the picks.
Outside of the first two picks, I liked every other pick, but Chaseon and Henderson to me were both peaches.
I can't wait. I cannot wait, bro. I can't wait till like week six when Meech is like, yeah, man, like, I think I was wrong. Like, I've seen this movie.
At least I'll admit,
like,
I'll
seven
admit
times.
When I'm wrong, bro. At least I admit when I'm wrong, though. I'll
tell you. I don't want you to have to admit you're wrong.
Nah, man. So that's part of life. You make mistakes and you learn.
Oh, my God. Goodness gracious.
But because the Jags are going to be so bad, I've picked out two side hoe teams for this year, and I want y'all's opinions on them.
Here we go.
In the NFC, I'm fucking with the Cardinals. I really I'm on the Kyler Murray bandwagon, bro.
Yeah, well, until they pick up.
And then in the AFC, I'm going with the Broncos. Those are my two side hoe teams.
I mean, I'm with you. Arizona, I think, along with Tampa, won free agency. I mean, they did everything they needed to.
Arizona really got DeAndre Hopkins.
Anybody who trades with the Texans, wins free agency.
Bro, they have DeAndre Hopkins and Christian Kirk and freaking Larry Fitzgerald in the slot. What the heck?
Yeah, like I said, anyone who trades with the Texans wins free agency because the Texans lose every
How
trade.
How the fuck does Bill O'Brien's job?
Bro, Deshaun Watson's back is about to be so freaking heavy next year.
And they called Deshaun Watson, Dabo used to call him like the Michael Jordan of college football. He's about to have to show that shit if they're
He's going to have to really, really take off next year. I think next year is like the year he has to like really, really.
But my other team is the Broncos. What do y'all think about
the Broncos? I knew you were going to say the Broncos.
Of course, we all know this,
that's
man.
Gonna be a
I
fun
freaking
team.
Knew it. Because he used to freaking dog Drew Locke, and now Drew Locke is like his.
Yo, I've come around. He's handsome. He's, you know, I saw that video of him rapping to Jeezy again. That was pretty good. I've come around, man. I like,
Courtland
bro,
Sutton, I like
if you're going to succeed, you're going to succeed when you have Noah Fant, Jerry Jeudy, Courtland Sutton.
Courtland's going to go off next year.
Yeah, they drafted Albert Agumawale, the tight end from Missouri. Alberto, and then they got the receiver KJ Hamler from Penn State. Like, that's just, if Drew Locke's going to succeed, that's the offense.
They're
going to
have
a
good
young
team. I see them winning like 6-7 games.
I think they're better than the Chargers.
Maybe eight. Actually, eight or nine. Cause I think they won six or seven last year.
The Broncos?
They won seven games.
I think. I think they're a fringe sleeper. I think.
Bro, they got Phillip Lindsay. They got
I think they're better than the Chargers.
Yeah.
Their offensive line is kind of butt.
I mean, the Chargers don't even have Melvin Gordon anymore.
Nope.
So,
but they got Eckler.
Austin Eckler. I mean, I get that.
Eckler and Jackson.
The Broncos have Melvin Gordon.
Still feel like Cam has
Do you think Tyrod starts for them or Justin Herbert?
I think Tyrod does.
Tyrod will. Tyrod's going to get Tyrod like he did it. Let's pronounce his name correctly.
Tyrod is just so much cooler.
It's going to be the same situation. It's going to be the same situation that happened to him in Cleveland when they drafted Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
It's going to be like three games, and they're going to be realize like, yo, this guy's just kind of average.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is not a bad thing, but we have what it seems to be a really good roster around him. Let's just put Justin Herbert in and see what we have.
Herbert Hoover.
What?
CD, what about the – I thought the Lions did really well.
Yes.
They had a great
draft. Bro, I was like this the whole time.
And it helped it helped that the Bears and the Packers both shit their pants.
Oh, my God. We got so much – you know, the only thing that makes me mad was that Mike Patricia goes, yeah, you know, we should totally build around Matthew Stafford. You don't think – that's probably the smartest – they should have said that 10 years ago with the guy. I don't understand.
It's been a minute, bro.
You know,
they're finally going to build around their franchise quarterback that they drafted in 2009.
And going through, it's funny.
What a novel concept.
It's funny because when I was preparing and I was writing the Cam piece, you know, you're going through and you're like researching and, you know, making sure that everything's right. And you just see trends, right? You follow trends. And so many of these extremely talented quarterbacks have such inept general managers that they can never maximize what they have. That's why I appreciate the Ravens. I appreciate them for putting the infrastructure in place that helps him. Like, look at Andrew Luck. Look at Cam Newton. Like, what are they doing? Why is it that Andrew Luck doesn't get the line he wants until year 5-6? Like,
and then he retires. Yeah.
What is going on in these guys' heads? Because you sit there and I'm looking at the Lions and I'm looking at Stafford and I'm like, this guy is like literally got 2 years probably left in him. And now you're just now saying, hey, yeah, you know, we should build around our franchise guy. And honestly, you know, a lot of Lions fans were upset because we didn't take Tua. We didn't think about the future in this pick. And I felt kind of split on it, but I love getting Jeff Okuda because I loved me some Jeff Okuda. Like,
yep.
He's the kind of guy that we need. Like, he just – Detroit, like, it just fits.
Right,
and then getting Swift, I was like, yes, because KJ is always getting hurt. It's okay to have a guy. Like, I think Swift could be – I think Swift is going to end up being the best running back on that team. Like, I think he's going to – he's that talented. And I think having those two back there is great. I think,
and they already have good receivers.
Oh, we always have that freaking receiver. We freaking poop them out.
And that's the thing. That's the thing, bro. Is people have always kind of slept on Stafford, but Stafford, in all honesty, is one of the five or six most talented, like just physically talented quarterbacks.
And he's tough as nails. Tough as nails.
He's really a tough son of a bitch.
You know, we don't.
Sure.
We've not. Lions have not had. We have not had a stalwart offensive line. You know. We've grown, but
man broke his shoulder in his rookie year
exactly.
and won the game
he's
in
had,
overtime.
He's had basically the same raggedy line the whole time with great tools.
Yeah.
This is when I go back to the Bucks thing. It's like you have a nice little Ferrari, but that engine stinks, and we don't have seatbelts at all. And they say that if we brake too hard, you might fly through the windshield.
Riding in the DeLorean.
that's basically what we told Stafford. We're like, yo, honeys are gonna love this car, but if you brake too hard, you will fly through the windshield. And Stafford's broke pretty hard a few times.
Not to get too off-topic, but speaking of tough son of a bitches, have you guys seen the Alex Smith video going around?
Yes.
And him, like, working out? And
shout out Mackenzie Milton, too, by the way.
Like, Alex Smith, man, apparently, like, he's just a super, super cool dude, too. So
he is.
I'm happy. Like, people used to shit on him all
the
time
at
the
Pro Bowl.
When he was a bust for San Francisco, but
did you see the picture of his leg, Meech?
Like
I saw it. Yeah, I know he almost. They said he. They almost had to amputate. Yeah, didn't they?
That was on one some of Mackenzie Milton gnarly shit, yeah. pictures that I'd ever seen. And then I just watched the video today of him out there.
Bro, medical advancement and stuff has like gone like
you're right
to the next level. That's why I was like,
bro, if that happened to him in the, if that happened to him even like 30 years ago, they might have had to amputate his leg.
Oh, for
like,
sure,
just flat out.
He would have looked like the character from COD. The one leg.
Oh my god!
That's how he would have looked.
What's his? Isn't his name Alex too?
yeah.
I think it is.
Wow.
I think his name is Alex.
Uncanny. Uncanny.
Alex Smith, man.
CD, bro, you've been. I'm glad that you like COD as much as you do, bro. Because now it makes me know that that was a good recommendation. I knew.
Yeah, it was odd. The major hesitancy was the fact that it was a first-person shooter. I've never done a first-person shooter, so the adjustment was
now,
like.
Which one, after playing it, which do you like? Which do you prefer, first-person shooters or third-person shooters?
It's weird. Third person would be like Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto, Gears of War.
Grand Theft Auto.
Games Fortnite. That, I guess the games that suit, when a shooter suits the game style, I like it. It's like COD is perfect as a first person.
Yeah, the gunplay on COD is just like, it's the best it's been in.
It's so good. It would feel weird being third person in COD. Like, I get it now. Like,
There used to be, Chris, I don't know if you remember this, there used to be modes on COD that you could play that were specific. Like, it was like third person team deathmatch, and you could play third person search and destroy.
I always thought back, like, even on the PS2, maybe like Big Red 1, I thought they had a setting to make it third person. I could be
actual personal.
I could be wrong, but I'm almost certain there was a game. It may not have been COD, but I'm pretty sure there was like a war game.
Imagine playing Shipment.
Was that maybe Battlefield?
Third person.
Could be.
I know in CS:GO you can flip to third person to try and like peek corners. I think, but I'm not 100%.
Yeah. I'm glad you picked it up. It's fun playing.
Yeah,
with you.
I love playing COD.
It's great. You introduced us to Carlos. Shout out Carlos if you're listening. Probably not.
Yeah, Carlos, that man has been introduced to everybody now.
He's wild. Love that guy. No, it's cool, especially now with as much of the free time as we have. I mean, personally, I know you're teaching from home virtually. Meech, you're still working, but you're working from home. I was working from home up until 3 weeks ago. I got furloughed. So I have all the time in the world to sit here and
do. What do you be doing? Because like I'll see you on, and I like wonder what he's doing. Are you like on Disney Plus or like what are you?
There's a lot
Xbox
of things.
Xbox to stream all of your
it's
stuff,
tough.
Chris.
Obviously.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. If I'm downstairs, we have
like
a Chromecast.
My TVs are like
so
the,
I have the apps
the
on
Roku
my phone,
TV,
Plus,
so it's
ESPN,
just kind of like built Netflix in. But like the Xbox interface for that kind of stuff is really good. Like the streaming interfaces.
I love it. It's super easy to use. I think when the new Xbox comes out, I actually
when is
they
that coming
said,
out?
They said probably around the holidays.
It should have been.
The new Xbox so far, and I don't know like a lot about the technological stuff, but it sounds like the Xbox is going to be cheaper and somehow more powerful, just because of the like access Microsoft has to like computing shit or something. Like that's what I've heard. I think that they're saying the PlayStation might be like $550, bro. Which, if it's that, I'm definitely. If the Xbox is like $350, $400, I'll probably go for that. There's rumors that there's going to be the Series X, which is going to be like the like high performance model, and then they're going to make like a weaker version of it, but it's still going to be stronger than like the Xbox One X is. But it's going to be somewhere in the middle. And like they say, there's going to be a second version of the Xbox Series X that's going to be cheaper. So I don't know if that's actually true or not, but that's a rumor that I keep hearing. But the PS5 apparently is going to be dumb expensive. But, like
I mean,
they can't figure out how to get the prices down. But
uh-oh.
The what?
No, Xbox I said Live. PS5, the PlayStation 5.
How much?
Yeah, they can't figure out. Apparently, Sony can't figure out how to drive their production costs down or some shit. So they're worried they're going to be around like $600.
Well, they're going to figure it out real quick.
And that's exactly what killed the PS3. Remember when the PS3 and the 360 first came out, and the PS3 was like $120 extra, and nobody bought a PS3.
Yep. Like, they didn't learn their lesson the first time. They're about to figure it out.
Nintendo's still pumping out.
That's literally why.
That's
not why I switched, but. My dad had an Xbox 360, and he ended up giving it to me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay, I have Xbox 360 now. Because I was on PlayStation. I had a PlayStation 2. I didn't even get a PlayStation 3 or 4.
Yeah. The PlayStation 2 was a fucking workhorse, bro. PlayStation 2 is like the greatest console of all time.
Yeah.
I still have my PlayStation 1, too, by the way.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm. From a GameCube to a PS2 to a 360 to a PS3, back to a 360, and then the Xbox One, and then the PS4.
I was always placed. I mean, I guess I was raised.
With Nintendo. And I got a Switch.
I had the NES and the SNES. And then I had the PlayStation 1. They were actually those were my dad's. I was too young for that. I got my PlayStation 1, I think, when I was like 5 or 6 when that first came out.
Yo, did y'all
play Twisted Metal on PlayStation all the freaking time? I was a Crash Bandicoot
guy. Hey, Chris, did you see how much people are reselling Switches for right now because of the Switch shortage? So because of Nintendo, a bunch of their production shit got shut down in China. So they're not producing as many Switches as they were. And since Animal Crossing came out, like right as quarantine hit, so many people want to buy Switches that they're not being able to keep them on like store shelves. So people are like reselling their old Switches for like $800 on eBay and shit right now.
That bad boy.
Hey, bro, then you can put down the, you see the, you can put the down payment on the PS5 instead of having to mortgage your house.
I was about to say, there you go, priorities. Put it down on the Xbox, not a new house that we're trying to get. Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, I was always PlayStation. I think the 360 was my first.
What's y'all's favorite gaming controller? Like perfect fit in your hand, best gaming controller of all time? I think the 360 is dope.
That PS2 controller.
I was about to say the PS2.
My PS2 controller was crazy.
I mean, you kind of want to be outrageous and say
something.
No, those
controllers
like
are trash. The N64 controller is big.
Nah, 64. The Nintendo were too big, I think. Yeah. Too many dynamics, I think, messes it up.
Think
you want your thumb to be able to, like,
the
you
black,
know.
Like, the first DualShock black PS2 too, controller. Like, that to me.
That's vintage.
With the dual analog.
I wish you could play, like, they should make like a console like where it's like PlayStation and Xbox fused, and like you can use any controller you want.
You just,
and like you,
you
get the most best dynamics
computer,
of both.
Bro, you just described a gaming PC.
My man
just described a PC in 2020.
PC, bro, PC.
All right, that's pretty much it on my end, y'all boys. I don't know if y'all have anything else to add.
Yeah.
Nope. Now that CD's got better internet, so he doesn't have
I'm directly to the wall now.
Trash potato internet anymore. We can actually, you know, if he can't get over here, we'll be able to three way from his house. Pause. But yeah, I'm excited.
Did you say pause?
I said three way, and I just wanted to make sure.
Okay.
Good thing
you said pause.
I got you. Ooh, speaking of three ways,
Earl Thomas.
Man, we didn't even touch on that, but what
did
a
y'all
wild
see,
ride that
did
is!
Y'all,
yeah, wild man.
Yikes! That's what. Before we got on here, Meech CD was kind of talking about. Could you have imagined the headline? Like the gun that his wife had was loaded. Could you imagine if she pulled the trigger, killed him? Earl Thomas murdered by wife after orgy.
After orgies and being caught.
And that's not even
the
top 5 on the 2020 headline list. That's not, no, bro, that's not even like a top headline, though. Like,
bro, Kim Jong-un almost died.
Kim Jong-un almost died.
TMZ got it wrong for the first time ever.
Aliens are fucking real and existed.
All right, we're
going to
end with this.
We just brush that off like it's nothing.
Do y'all think Kim Jong-un is actually dead? I think he's dead. I think he's dead.
You think they're just... You think they're just holding it up to keep things in place?
I think he's legitimately dead.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I think he's dead.
TMZ.
Yep.
Because what are they doing to try to make it seem like he's alive?
There's video of him at like an opening ceremony for something that they opened up. But like that shit could have all been pre-recorded, bro. Yeah.
It could have been pre-recorded. It could be a body double. And I mean... I'm not a conspiracy theory guy. Like, I'm not going to get into that. But it's just... No, I definitely think he died. I think they just don't want the world to know about it. And I'm not too sure why, because I don't know why they think, like, we're going to take advantage of them or something. Like, we wouldn't... Like, he's the one that was stopping us before. Like, because
that's always sister, that's like, always the, like, the supposed case
supposedly,
with those kind of dictatorship families, though.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but I don't know. 2020, wild ride. Three Pete's back. We're here to give you sports as often as we can. We're not sure if this will be an every week kind of thing, but I definitely texted the guys this week and was like, look, we got a pod.
You brought the boys back together, Chris.
He's like, yeah. I said, come on over. We'll social distance. I had to. I know we tried when this was all going down, and Meech was definitely in the forefront of that. He really wanted to make this work for you guys, but it just wasn't working. You know, the social distancing was really hard, but CD's over here. We're practicing the social distancing. We've got the hand sanitizer and the Lysol up there on the counter. So, yeah, we're going to try to make this as regular as possible. We'll also have a lot more to talk to you. We still have got The Last Dance. We've got four more episodes of that. That's incredible to watch.
I'm going to get around to it eventually.
Meech, I know you said you're not. I think you'll
kiss
you'll
your
love
moms
it.
This weekend.
It's great TV.
It's Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day. Kiss your moms this weekend.
What's that?
And then give them an extra smooch from the boys.
Yeah, shout out to the moms.
I'm going to be with my grandmother.
All
right. There you go.
That's the best way to
end
it.
That's what
we do
this. That's what we do this.
Y'all have a good week. So. We'll catch y'all hopefully maybe next week, maybe the week after that. Right? Does that sound good?
We'll see. Yeah. Stay healthy. Yeah, definitely. Love you guys.